Have you ever noticed how traditional affirmations often feel like you're lying to yourself? In 1997, Noah St. John had this exact frustration while standing in the shower. Instead of continuing to make positive statements he didn't believe, he wondered, "What if I formed empowering questions instead?" This simple shift, asking, "Why am I so happy?" rather than declaring, "I am happy," became the foundation of affirmations, a technique that has transformed millions of lives worldwide. The power lies in working with your brain's natural functions rather than against them, bypassing the resistance that makes traditional affirmations fail for so many people. Most people know exactly what they want. Better health, more money, fulfilling relationships, but deep down they don't believe these goals are actually possible for them. This creates what St. John calls the belief gap, the critical disconnect between what we want and what we subconsciously believe we can have. Think of it like baseball. If you're facing a 95-mile-fast fastball but don't believe you can hit it, you'll approach the plate tentatively. Your actions, how you stand, swing, and focus, will reflect your doubt rather than confidence. You'll likely miss. This pattern plays out across all areas of life. You might want financial abundance, but if you believe money is scarce or wealth is for other people, your actions will be hesitant and inconsistent. The DBAR cycle explains this phenomenon. Desire leads to belief, which determines action, which produces results. The critical link is belief. Without it, even the strongest desires won't translate into effective action. Your mind operates much like a search engine. When you ask a question, it automatically begins searching for answers. This search function isn't optional. It's hardwired into your neural pathways. When you ask yourself, "Why am I so broke?" your mind dutifully gathers evidence to answer that question, focusing your attention on all the ways you lack money. This automatic search function explains why traditional affirmations often backfire. When you state, "I am rich," while feeling financially strapped, your mind notices the contradiction and responds with, "No, you're not." This creates resistance rather than positive change. What St. John discovered was that questions bypass this resistance. When you ask, "Why am I so rich?" your mind doesn't argue. It simply begins searching for possible answers. Even if those answers aren't immediately apparent, the question redirects your mental focus toward possibilities rather than limitations. The revolutionary aspect of affirmations is that they utilize the mind's automatic search function to redirect your focus toward empowering possibilities instead of limitations. By asking questions like, "Why am I so successful?" you engage your brain's problem-solving capabilities in service of your goals rather than your fears. The affirmations method uses 4 steps to create transformation in any area of life. Step 1. Identify what you want specifically in the 10 major areas of life: health, money, confidence, career, love, relationships, fear, habits, spirituality, and happiness. Step 2. Create empowering why questions that assume your desire is already true. "Why am I at my ideal weight?" instead of, "I want to lose weight." "Why do I attract abundance easily?" instead of, "I want more money." "Why am I so confident in all situations?" instead of, "I want confidence." Step 3. Embrace your new questions through multiple channels. Read, write, speak, and listen to them. Don't try to answer them. Let them saturate your consciousness. Step 4. Take action as if your desires are already manifesting. If you're asking, "Why do I attract perfect clients?" then behave like someone who already does. Consider Cecilia's remarkable story. After struggling with weight issues her entire life and trying countless diets without success, she discovered affirmations. Rather than asking, "Why can't I lose weight?" she began asking, "Why is it so easy for me to release excess weight?" and "Why do I naturally crave foods that nourish my body?" The results were astonishing. She lost 163 pounds and became so passionate about her transformation that she became certified in food psychology coaching. Another powerful example comes from Susan, who lost everything in a natural disaster. Through affirmations like, "Why am I so prosperous?" and "Why do I attract abundance in expected and unexpected ways?" she completely transformed her financial situation, going from zero to a six-figure income in just 6 months. Barbara, after 20 years of marriage, began using the affirmation, "Why is my husband so supportive of me and my success?" Though she didn't tell him about this practice, her husband suddenly began showing unprecedented support, calling to wish her a good day and checking on her sales meetings, something he'd never done before. Self-confidence forms the foundation for success in every area of life. Yet many people struggle with accepting their own value, quickly deflecting praise or minimizing achievements. This discomfort reveals the presence of the negative reflection, the inner voice that whispers, "You're not good enough." This negative self-talk stems from disempowering questions we unconsciously ask. Why am I so inadequate? Why can't I ever get it right? These questions direct our mental spotlight toward flaws rather than strengths, creating a distorted self-image. Affirmations provide a direct path to transforming this negative self-talk. Questions like, "Why am I so confident? Why am I enough exactly as I am?" and "Why do I love and accept myself completely?" redirect your focus toward your inherent worth. When you ask, "Why am I so confident?" your mind begins searching for supporting evidence, recalling times you showed courage, instances where you succeeded despite challenges, and qualities that contribute to confidence. Healthy self-confidence isn't about arrogance. It's about recognizing your intrinsic worth while acknowledging areas for growth. Questions like, "Why do I learn from my mistakes without beating myself up?" encourage resilience rather than perfectionism. True abundance extends beyond material wealth to encompass all aspects of life. Your perspective on past, present, and future shapes your emotional state. Noah simplifies this. Positive opinions of your timeline create happiness, while negative views lead to unhappiness. To implement affirmations effectively, 1. Use all four modes of communication: read, write, speak, and listen to them. 2. Take aligned action based on your new assumptions. 3. Keep an affirmations journal. 4. Dedicate the first and last 5 minutes of each day to empowering questions. Your two essential roles are being a blessing to others and giving yourself permission to succeed. As you bless others, you open yourself to blessings. As you embrace your success, you empower others to do the same. The affirmations journey focuses on progress, replacing disempowering questions with empowering ones. Your mind constantly seeks answers to your questions. Choose ones that uplift and empower you.